with, you know, one of their coaches and, you know, talking about the injuries. They're in the same situation. Their top player, he's beat up, not going to be playing. And both teams going to be battling the same type of thing. I think we're going to have a good game. This is a beautiful place to play here.
Yeah.
Hurley's got a great just atmosphere here. They got basketball courts down there. You know I love seeing that. A lot of kids playing out there. And the crowd is packed here for a Friday night here in Hurley, Wisconsin. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're in Hurley, Wisconsin. Hey, this is the hometown of Jeremiah Wallace. That's Hurley's sweetheart. So he's unable to be here. I know his parents right across the road. Maybe we'll knock on their door after the game, Nate.
Toilet paper
their house. Leave Hurley in style. This game's going to get underway here in just a moment. They did the flip earlier. I didn't see who it was. I think the Loggers are going to be receiving. And last week, big week for the Loggers in the return game. JJ had that big kickoff return for a touchdown. And from what I'm hearing, Hurley likes to kick it deep. So JJ Hakenin, along with Wade Vetter, going to be back deep for the Loggers. And they've got some speed. The Loggers got some speed on this team yet. Avron Delasky, I think we're going to see quite a bit of him here today. I'm really hoping he gets a chance. Final game of their careers here for a lot of these seniors. And it means a lot to them. Avron wanting to get out there playing with a broken hand all wrapped up out there. So excited for him to be able to do that. And they're about to kick off here in just a moment. The Hurley North Stars looking like the Cleveland Browns of the 80s. Going to kick this one deep. Looks like going to go out of bounds. Flag goes down, and they kick this one deep out of bounds. It's going to be Loggers' ball. And we'll see what Coach Precor decides to do here. He's going to have, we always know, there's about three different opportunities for this. And Loggers going to start out their offense. Looks like they're going to take it where it went out at about, what are they at there, about the 25-yard line? And it'll be a 10-yard penalty from there. So they'll get it up at about the 35. And what's the other options, Dave? They can do a re-kick, I believe. But they're going to go with the penalty and start out at their own 35-yard line.
We'll have their first possession at their own.
And Avron Delasky, we do see him back there. Got J.J. Hakenin. At the spin back, he's trying to get a little bit bouncy back there. This game underway. JJ, he's going to keep it himself. He's going to go right side. Cuts it back inside, goes outside, making a move, and goes out of bounds at about the 50-yard line. A nice 15-yard pickup for JJ Hakenin, starting this offense out for the Loggers. Hey, they put a load on his shoulders last week with all the injuries. He came through four rushing touchdowns, a passing touchdown, and a kickoff return touchdown, almost 400 yards of total offense for JJ, and keeping it going here. He's going to have a load again. Avron Delasky, you're going to see him primarily probably as a blocking back. JJ all alone, going to keep it up the middle. He goes, makes a move, and he's fast. He's past everyone. Right side, down the sideline. They've got him all the way down to the 10, maybe 7-yard line. JJ using that speed, following his blockers. And Loggers all the way down to, I can't see exactly where they're at. I'm thinking about the 10-yard line. So it's going to be a first and goal. It must be inside the 10.
Okay, the 9.
It's the 9. First and goal. And 11:43 to go here. Not much time off the clock. JJ going to keep it again. Bounces outside and still on his feet.
Touchdown.
Broke a tackle. Touchdown, Loggers. JJ, three runs, gets down the field. What's that, a 65 yards to start out this game here. Nice job for the Phillips Loggers. 11:38. Only took him 22 seconds into this game to score a touchdown. And the Loggers leading this 6-0 here. Hey, we drove a ways down here to Hurley. Like to see him playing like this. Avron Delasky in the backfield. JJ going to keep it. Go left side this time. Follows his blockers. Goes into the end zone. JJ picks up the 2-point conversion. All right. 8-0 to start out this game here. 11:38 to go. First quarter just underway. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Hurley, Wisconsin, home of Hurley's sweetheart, Jeremiah Wallace. He's not here today. We were hoping he was. Loggers set to kick off after that touchdown. It's a squib kick, and I think Hurley did fall on it. And they did. They're going to be working. We're on the opposite side of the booth here. Hurley is going to be working from left to right. And they've got a player down already. I hate seeing that. And you hope that he's going to be okay. So one of the Hurley North Stars players, and they're going to take a knee here. I can't exactly see. We've got a lot of guys in front of us, but Hurley, the first one with an injury here. But the Loggers on that opening drive, the offensive line opening up holes. And, you know, Derek Pishka back in this game here tonight. And it's big having some offensive line. Derek, a junior with some experience. And the Hurley player gets off the field, jogs off. That was Bowden Gilbertson. And the Loggers defense going to step up here. Led up to the line there by Derek Pishka. Hey, you know he's excited to get back into this game and going to want to make something happen right away. 11:38 to go. Loggers up 8-0. North Stars with the ball. And from the shotgun here, it's going to be a keeper left side and goes for no gain. Maybe a yard, going to be a second nine from midfield. That was number 21, Charlie Hannon. Reminds me of old Eric Metcalf from the Cleveland Browns. The North Stars jerseys are sharp. Got that brown pants with orange lettering, orange helmets, and the Phillips Loggers here in their black pants, white tops with orange lettering, black helmets. Hey, it's a lot of orange and black over here. And from the shotgun, with two backs in the backfield, it's going to be a keeper up the middle and tacked immediately. Pishka's got his ankles. Who else has got him up top? And there's a nice stop from the Loggers. And early on, this game right off the bat, you see the offensive line, the defensive line making plays here, opening up holes, making tackles. 10:38 to go. Clock ticking here in this first quarter. This game just underway. Loggers up 8-0. Three rushes, 65 yards for J.J. and a touchdown. Got the two-point conversion. And Hurley's going to lead up to the line of scrimmage. And this is number six. I don't have a number six in their lineup here, so we're going to just call him number six. And it's going to be a false start on...
Timeout, Hurley.
Oh, it was a timeout. So Hurley called a timeout. Blew the whistle like it would have been a false start, but timeout by Hurley. 10:15 to go first quarter. Loggers leading 8-0. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Hurley, Wisconsin, hometown of Hurley's sweetheart, Jeremiah Wallace. He's listening in from over in Stevens Point. All right, from the shotgun, here's Hurley. They're going to pass. They throw this one deep over the top, almost a one-handed catch from Charlie Hannon. The junior almost made a nice left-handed catch. Hey, Hurley's able to pass the ball. We can see that. That was a nice setup there from them. And it's going to be fourth down, fourth and 10.
Brings up a fourth and 10.
And it looks like they're set up to punt. The Loggers, they're not going to have anybody back. Everyone up front watching for the fake. They'll let them kick it deep. Now J.J.'s going to run back deep. Here they punt it deep. This one goes back. J.J. probably going to let it go. I'm sure he is. Yep, everyone's going to stay away from it. And they're going to down that one about the 25-yard line. So the Loggers are going to start out at their own 25-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Only 2 minutes gone here, Nate. It's 8-0. Loggers march down the field and force Hurley to punt.
Oh, boy.
And got J.J. all alone here in the backfield. And set up this counter play for Wade Vetter is going to work really well here tonight. And there it is right there. We got Vetter coming on this left side, trying to get the corner. Nice tackling by Hurley. They tackle him for a probably no gain. So there was that counter play that we were talking about, Hurley. Team tackled him on that one.
We're going to get him a gain of two on that.
Gain of two, second down and eight coming up here for the Loggers. From their own 26-yard line. All right, Loggers going to have Dulaski in the backfield along with J.J. Got Wade Vetter on the right side. J.J.'s going to keep it. He's going to go right side. Trying to find that corner. Cuts inside. He's wrapped up, taken down. Loggers picked up some yardage on that one, maybe a few yards. Probably going to bring up about a third and five, roughly.
Gain of three will bring up third down and five.
Yeah, third and five coming up here for the Loggers. Two down territory. Pishka coming in. Aaron Dulaski coming out. 8:50 to go here. First quarter. Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Got Haken in the backfield. And up the middle, he goes following his blockers. And picks up the first down up to the 35-yard line. See where they spot? They're spotting it right on the line. Looks like it's going to be first down for the Loggers. And it is. So first down picked up by J.J. And Loggers had to work on that one right there. Hurley looks like they're woken up a little bit here. And I really got a good feeling that there's going to be some nice pass plays coming up. They're going to be really focused on this run. We're going to get some opportunities here. Got J.J. all alone from the shotgun. They're going to blitz him, and the blitz gets to the quarterback. He's tackled, a loss on the play, a big sack there. The blitz wasn't picked up, and Landon Pusikulich, big senior, 6 foot, 180 pounds, came in there untouched. Got J.J., tackled him for a big loss, and back all the way to the 27-yard line.
Second 17.
Second 17 coming up here. J.J. in the backfield. They're going to split him out. You got Dulaski on this left side. Going to keep it here. J.J. trying to get this corner. Gets around the corner. He's wrapped up and taken out of bounds. Picks up some yardage. Going to bring up about a third and 11. Makes it a little bit more manageable here. Third and 11 for the Loggers from their own 34-yard line. They got to get up to the 45. They're going to call it third and 12 here for the Loggers. Got to get to the 40. 45, I'm sorry. Going to have their eyes on J.J. Looking for a big pass coming up at some point here. Ben Vernick. That worked really well last week. It was J.J. They're going to try to blitz again. Calls it. He's going to hold on to it. Looks going, and he's kind of wrapped up. Makes the move, breaks a couple tackles. Still on his feet. Dropped the ball. Did he get back on it?
I believe he did.
Think he got it back. It's going to bring up about a fourth and eight. So J.J. trying to make some moves there to get something going. He was surrounded. Oh, and Hurley comes up with it.
Can you challenge that?
Can't challenge that. No challenges here. Hey, Hurley looked like they woke up on the defensive side there. 7:25 to go here. Hurley with the ball. Got the wandering chef watching. a local Phillips legend there.
All right, Kieran also.
Hurley going to step up to the line here. They've got the ball here, first and 10 from the Loggers. 37-yard line. It's going to be keeper right side. Flag goes up. Wrapped up in Kyle Seidenbender with a big tackle. Probably a holding. Going to bring him back. We'll see here. A nice tackle there from Seidenbender.
Row on the carry.
7:21 to go here. First quarter. It's 8-0. Loggers leading. And they haven't called it.
Against Hurley.
So against Hurley, going to move Hurley back. And they're going to move him back, I believe. They're going to decline it. So Coach Precourt declining it. Going to bring up 2nd and 10 here. Coach Precourt feeling confident with his defense here right now. 7:15 to go. Clock's ticking. Hurley still in their huddle. They're going to hustle up to the line of scrimmage. They go. And number 6 in the backfield. Got a running back to his left side. It's going to be a counter. And it's fumbled this time by the Loggers. And looks like they did fall back on it. I'm sorry, fumble from Hurley there. That was number 21, Charlie Hannon, lost the ball.
He is the ball carrier.
And a loss on the play there is going to bring up a 3rd and maybe 13. 3rd and 13 coming up for Hurley. And they're back in the huddle. Hurley not afraid to let some time come off the clock here. Down 8-0, 6.5 minutes to go, 6:20 to go in this first quarter. Up to the line of scrimmage from the shotgun. Hurley looks at up the pass here. And back to pass they are. Going to throw this one out in the flat. Covered nicely. Callan Chuzzles. First one there. Callan Chuzzles doing Callan Chuzzles things. Gets the tackle. 6 minutes to go. Going to be another loss on the play. 4th and about 15. And see what Hurley does here. Loggers defense looking really sharp here to start up, and they needed that off of that fumble. You never feel comfortable with an 8-0 lead, Nate. Beautiful night here. I thought it was going to be a little bit colder. I kind of feel in this right here. It's okay. Lights are out. Beautiful night. Feels like football. A little too hot those last couple weeks.
For sure. Last week was way too hot.
All right, here we go. And still in offensive formation here. Really looked like they're going to go for it. They are. Throw this one over the top. Picked off.
Okay.
And there we go. And who was that? Is that Trace Calhoun with the interception? A big one for Trace. Hey, he looked like a big boy. Ready for that one. Stepped in front strong. Picked that one off. A minimal return, but the Loggers defense, the story here early on. It's going to be Loggers' first ball or first down at their own 41-yard line. And Caden Borgen. Caden Borgen into the game here, the freshman. And it's going to be a counter. J.J. right side, trying to get a corner, cuts back in, holds on to it, and tackled at about the 47-yard line. Pickup of about 7-8 yards. 5 minutes to go. J.J. getting a heavy dose. Carries here tonight. He's really going to set up a big play coming up here. Caden Borgen, the freshman. Hey, he's the next coming here. You're going to see a really good young passer coming up for the Loggers in the next few years. Here's J.J. all alone in the shotgun. He's got Delasky to the right, Vetter to his left, and it's going to be a false start. Encroachment?
Yep.
Encroachment on the defense. They're really looking to blitz here. Hurley is. See him. And that time he got a little bit across the line here.
Going to give the Loggers a first down.
Yeah, Loggers first down off of that right there. So it's going to be first down for the Loggers into Hurley territory. The 47-yard line. 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go here. First quarter, Loggers with the ball driving and an 8-0 lead. That Delasky split wide left. J.J. from the shotgun, Going to keep it up the middle. He goes wrapped up, still holding on to it, and drives ahead. Still picks up about 5 yards.
In the ball carrier.
Nice run there for JJ. Hurley doing a little bit better. Wrapping or keeping JJ in front of them.
Brings up second down and seven.
4:13 to go here. They're going to call it a, is that a second and seven they're saying? Okay, second and seven coming up here. From the shotgun. Feel counter play coming here. And it's going to be Vetter going right side. He cuts back inside. Vetter picking up some yardage there. Nice run from him. He might have got the first down.
I think he's about a yard short.
See where they spot him here. We'll bring up a third and short. No, they gave it to him.
38.
Well, they did.
So first down there, Wade Vetter with a 7-yard run.
For a first down.
Logger is going to have a first down here from about the 35-yard line, I believe. Is that the 40? 35. We'll say the 37-yard line. Here's JJ. Going to go right side, following Seidenbender. A nice block from Kyle. Gets JJ to the corner. One guy to beat. He catches him at the 20. JJ with a nice run. Kyle Seidenbender, give him the credit on that one, Nate.
Aiden off the stuff.
Nice run there from the Loggers. This offensive line making big plays here. Give JJ some credit following his blocker, not passing him up, letting Kyle do his thing. Kyle worked him. JJ made a move. JJ's going to get a break here.
The Hurley 20-yard line.
Heavy dose of running here from JJ. Hey, you know what? My kid playing football for the first time here. You like to see this when your dad, he gets out here and JJ getting a heavy dose. Nice getting a break right now here, too, though. You can tell you need a breath. Here's Vetter. Vetter's going to get it and keep it left side. Wade Vetter, he's fast. He broke through. Wade Vetter, into the end zone, touchdown. And over on this right side, and there goes the flick. Kyle Seidenbender, McCoy Delasky pancakes him. And after the play, the Hurley player pushed him. But the Loggers opening up another big hole. Wade Vetter goes about 30 yards in for the touchdown. The Loggers leading 14-0. And I don't know where they'll ensue this play, but we saw it right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid was upset. It wasn't a big, terrible penalty. But the kid was upset that he got pancaked. And when he got up, he took a shove at Delasky. And see how Coach Precourt is going to want to accept this. So the penalty against Hurley, and that will be ensued on the kickoff, I believe.
Yes.
Against Hurley.
And 14-0 there. Well, that was a beautiful run from Wade Vetter. Yep. Used his feet, but another big hole opened up by that offensive line. And McCoy Delasky, seen him with a couple nice blocks here, along with Seidenbender. On that last drive, Logger's going to go for the two-point conversion. And Hurley crowd trying to get their team fired up. And both teams playing well here. The Loggers just have the advantage in the big plays. They've got the interception. They've got the big runs. And here's Aaron Delasky. JJ going to get it and follow him left side, trying to get in, and he does, and the two-point conversion is good. 16-0, Loggers leading first quarter, yet there's 3 minutes to go. And with that being said, Loggers going to be kicking off shortly here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for 30-second timeout.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
Kitty Mom. And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podewaltz, we are in the hometown of Hurley's sweetheart, Jeremiah Wallace, and his Hurley North Stars. They're losing right now. The Phillips Loggers leading 16-0, 3 minutes to go. And the penalty is going to move them back. That's right. Good job. Hey, Dave Pishka called it out on that. The referees heard him. They said, what about that penalty? Ball's going to get moved ahead. Logger's going to get a little bit better field position. So the Loggers are going to kick off in Hurley territory.
On the 45.
This one, you give it a boot? No, Loggers ain't going to give it a boot. Got Caden Borgen here. He's like the Swiss Army knife out there. He plays a little quarterback, a little kicker. It's his dad's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mike Borgen. And a pooch kick, I believe it landed, or the Hurley jumped on it. They did.
Borgen on the kick.
So it's going to be Hurley football, 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Hurley with the ball.
And Hurley will take over on their own 35.
Joe Bendy's on his way. Come watch this game. 3 minutes to go here. The big crowd coming from Phillips all of a sudden. 3 minutes to go here. It's second down and 10 coming up here for Hurley from their own 35-yard line. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. It's a big kid. He gets the corner. Hey, that's a big athlete. J.J. drives him out of bounds on that right side. And hey, nice seeing J.J. in that last game, we've seen him make a few tackles that we really weren't seeing early on. He's more aggressive, kind of understanding this, and really understanding it. It's a little bit easier if you're laying the licking rather than taking it.
That's exactly right.
So the Loggers defense playing well. Really hurts not having Kenny Drexler out there. Kenny was a star in that last game. And look at the Schwamigan boys. I see Norson and Jared and Cooper, Colin. Kleinschmidt, they all came down here. And it's going to be a keeper again there for Hurley on third down. No gain. I think we're going to get a 4th and 10 coming up here. Going to be 4th down coming up. And nice to see that Norson and Jared and Cooper, the Schwamigan boys, coming and showing their support. You know, different teams, different cities. Schwamigan boys and the Phillips boys, they get along pretty well. We see them over at the house once in a while. And making a nice trip. They know they can't ride home with us, right? All right, it's going to be a reverse on this left side, keeping it. And cutting back in, that was a really nice move. Gets to the corner. He's fast enough to go. Ben Vernick making the tackle. That was a nice run there from Hurley. Number 21. It was stuffed on this right side. He cut it back in. And Charlie Hannon, we've seen him make a few plays. And that's what I was calling number 21, looking like the Cleveland Browns. Actually, Eric Metcalf out there. He's got moves. And showed it on that one. Going to be a 1st down coming up here. Hurley's going to have it. Looks like they've got it spotted at the Loggers' 32-yard line.
Flag on the play.
Oh, there's a flag.
Illegal block in the back by Phillips.
How would Phillips with an illegal block in the back there on defense? That might be the craziest call of the game. It's early on. All right, well, Loggers won't be blocking guys on defense. It's illegal. 2 minutes to go here. That's going to move the North Stars ahead. Looks like they're at about the 22-yard line. And 1st and 10 coming up here. It's going to be a keeper trying to go this left side. Ben Vernick's got him wrapped up and drags him down. The sure tackling from Ben Vernick. Aaron Dolasky there as well. Aaron unable to run the ball here so far tonight. He's going to make his presence known on defense.
Yep.
Minute 38 to go here. 2nd down and 8. Ball at the 20-yard line. Nice tackle there from Ben Vernick. Solo tackle on there. And here's the North Stars from the shotgun. There's a back to his left. It's going to be a run on this left side. Number 21 gets through the hole. He's in for the touchdown. And a nice run there again from Charlie Hannon. Charlie Hannon. He's going to make it 16-6. And, you know, a big time for a big moment for a stop here on this two-point conversion from the Loggers. So Hurley showing some signs of life. And the big playability.
Yeah.
So the Loggers were dominating that part of the game, the big playability. Hey, and just like that, Hurley able to get back into this game. It's a feel like that homecoming game against Athens. Where a 16-point lead just doesn't feel safe. And here we go for the two-point conversion. Here's Hurley. And it's going to be a counter on this right side, and he's wrapped up Ben Vernick. Oh, Ben with a big tackle. Stuffs him. Looks like Brian Noble on that tackle. Goal line stance. And Ben, big play. Big play, Ben. That might be his name. Minute 10 to go here. 16-6. Loggers able to keep a 10-point lead. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Nathan Podwell here in Hurley, Wisconsin. The Phillips Loggers traveled over here taking on the Hurley North Stars. We're in the home of Jeremiah Wallace, Hurley's sweetheart. He's not here to join us. Thought he was going to. He's over in Stevens Point running track, though. Jeremiah, I know you're tuned in. All right. North Stars set to kick off. And they're going to kick this one up the middle. This one, Trace Calhoun's got it in a full head of steam. And a nice little return for Trace Calhoun brings it up to about the 42-yard line of the Loggers. A minute three to go here. Loggers going to start with maybe their best field position of the night. And we're hearing that Hanen's name a lot. Charlie Hannon. On the stop, he's everywhere tonight, playing that right cornerback spot. Kind of a player like JJ. A shifty, fast, quick kid. He's their speed back. Here's the Loggers. JJ going to keep it, and Vetter on the counter. He's wrapped up immediately. No gain, maybe a little bit of a loss here. And Hurley really putting everything up front here and trying to stop this run. They're going to rely on some one-on-one action from their defensive backs if the Loggers do pass. Loggers haven't looked to pass here at all tonight. And what do we got here? A whistle was...
I don't know what that was about.
38 seconds to go. Clock's ticking here. All right, Loggers up to the line of scrimmage. You got Hakenin in the backfield with Delasky. Wade Vetter on the right side. And JJ, he's going to keep it, try to get that corner. Got a little bit of room up that right side. He's going. JJ tackled at about the 35-yard line of Hurley. Big run there from JJ up that sideline, breaking away, getting the first down. Keep the chains moving. 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. Loggers with a 16-6 lead.
Carriers good for a first down.
And up to about the 42-yard line, looks like. I thought he was further down the field than that by quite a bit. Must have stepped out of bounds.
That's why the clock stopped.
Well, and the move of the chains.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, all right, so he stepped out. Nonetheless, it's a first down. Nice run there from JJ. And here we got Vetter on the right side. This is going to be a direct snap to Vetter if I... Yes, right, it is. Following J.J.'s block, J.J. going to pick him up. Vetter goes outside, face mask. There it is. They blew it. They're through the flag. Vetter's still going before he's taken down. You got to blow the whistle at some point there, ref. He was wrapped up for about 5 seconds. But a face mask on the play is going to give the Loggers a 15-yard penalty.
First down.
And we see now one right in front of us, right in front of the officials. Pink flags here tonight. Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
I thought that was like February or something.
October.
October, all right.
October.
Seen a lot of pink here. We've seen a volleyball game, Rib Lake and Phillips play the other day. That was really fun. Rib Lake all decked out in the pink. JJ, he's wearing a pink sleeve on his foot. So is Wade Vetter. You see a few of the loggers.
Walk off 15.
And it's going to move him ahead 15 yards on that penalty. It's going to be first down for the loggers. Looks like at about right around the 30-yard line. I think we're going to say the 28-yard line. 10 seconds to go in this first quarter.
At the early 28.
Loggers leading. And JJ going to get a keep. It looks like he's going to try to pass it. He does. Wide open. Ben Burdick makes the move into the end zone. He goes. Did he get in? Touchdown. JJ to Ben. That's like middle school again. Touchdown, Loggers. 22-6. Loggers looking sharp. And we were waiting for that pass coming up. It was so set up by heavy run, heavy run, heavy run. Ben was wide open back there. JJ throws a nice pass. Ben makes a catch, makes one move, gets into the end zone. Loggers leading 22-6. Nice way to end that first quarter. Two-point conversion coming up. Here's Haken, and he's got it following Dulaski's lead. JJ follows Dulaski into the end zone. Two-point conversion, good. 24-6, Loggers leading. That's the end of the first quarter. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Think D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle performing like a pro all season long. Like a great team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change pricing, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the sixth free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Plus, 24-hour towing and on-road roadside recovery keeps you in the game wherever you go.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept care credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelch here. Kickoff from the Loggers upfield. Hurley does fall on it, and they're going to be stepping out of bounds up the 35-yard line. So the Loggers kicked off to Hurley, and it was kind of a hard squib kick up the middle. Hurley was able to get about 10 yards on the return on that. Good to have you, Wendy, watching. Watkins family always watching these games here. This game just, or second quarter, just underway. 24-6, if you're just joining us. JJ's got a rushing touchdown. Wade Vetter, he's got a rushing touchdown. Ben Vernig with a touchdown reception. Ben with some big tackles, too. All right, Hurley up to the line of scrimmage here. They got a little bit of confidence after that last drive. The Logger's going to have to make a stop. We're starting to see they got some athletes. And it's going to be a keeper right side. It's stopped. He's going to come back this way. And there's an open field. Ben's there, and he dropped Ben. Stops him. He falls to the ground before Ben can tackle him. Not before he's able to pick up a first down. He was stuffed on the right side, Nate. Came back this left side. And that's a big athlete over there. And that's Jack Rowe. And he's a 6'1" senior, 180 pounds at quarterback. Big, tall, strong athlete.
First place senior.
And 11:39 to go in the second quarter. Loggers leading 24-6. It's Hurley first and 10 from the Loggers 45-yard line. Got a quarterback, two backs in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff. And wrapping him up, who is that? And that's Kyle Seidenbender. Makes a big boy tackle, the farm boy. We were watching before homecoming. The boys were having a pallet throwing contest for the bonfire that they have. Kyle was showing off that he's thrown a few hay bales, launching them definitely through at the furthest of all the boys. 11 minutes to go here, second quarter. Hurley with the ball. It's going to be a second down and 10 coming up. Ball on the Loggers 45-yard line. Loggers look fired up, ready to go. You got Aaron Delasky, McCoy Delasky, Derek Piska on that defensive line. They've been holding their own here tonight. And from the shotgun, here's Hurley. It's going to be a counterplay left side. A little bit of room and forced out of bounds. J.J. pushing him out. A pickup of maybe a couple. J.J. playing the corner on this right side, left side of the defense. Right side of the defense.
Game of two brings up third.
Hurley working from right to left in front of us. What is that, from north to south they're going? Is that south, Dave? Dave's a fireman. He knows everything.
And sophomores in.
All right, third and about eight coming up here. 10:34 to go.
Coming at you, Aaron.
And from the shotgun here, got a back to his left. And it's going to be a keeper going left side here, trying to make a move and wrapped up down at the bottom. There's J.J., there's Piska, there's McCoy Delasky, flag down, likely a holding that the Loggers will, we'll see. What do the Loggers do? Coach Preco's been declining a lot of them. He might want a fourth down, trusting his defense. I don't know, fourth and seven in this territory, I feel like they're going to go for it. I'd back them up.
I would too.
And from right there, they're going to move it back 10 yards.
Good call.
And it's going to make them. I think if they were in a different field position, he would have let it go fourth down. So it's going to bring it back to Hurley territory from about the 51-yard line for Nick Smart out there.
Pushes Hurley
real close to midfield here.
You know, third and 18.
Third and 18 coming up. 10:26 to go. Second quarter. Loggers leading 24-6 from the shotgun. Third down. There's a pass right side. This one is caught, making a move and wrapped up. Nice tackle. Who was that over there? J.J. wrapping him up. So a first down saving tackle over there. It's going to bring up a fourth and nine. Early showing they're able to pass the ball.
They got all those penalty yards right back there. So
J.J. going to be a tired boy. He's going to be ready for halftime, get a little break. He's been in on a lot of action. He's used to that. You see him in basketball games year after year, playing the entirety. He's got a will to win out there. All these boys have a will to win here tonight. 9:34 to go. 24-6, Loggers leading. It's Hurley with a fourth down and about eight. They're going to try to pass it. Here's some pressure. They get this one deep. J.J. looking for it. Gets in front of him. Nothing going.
Turnover.
9:22 to go here. Logger is going to get the ball on the turnover. And threw that one deep. J.J. was out there. First down. That was a nice throw.
Yeah.
And in first, the senior.
9:22 to go here. It's going to be Loggers' ball here on change of possession. J.J. going to run out with the play. No breaks. See if Coach Precourt kind of relaxes a little with the clock here a little bit and tries to run some clock off. The momentum is when they seem to do real well. Here's Delasky split out wide right. And going to be a counter left side, a nice shot. And Vetter cuts back in and picks up some yards, a fumble. The Loggers fall, and I think the ground caused it.
Vetter.
And a second down coming up here, a pickup of about 5-6 yards.
Brings up second down and five.
Second and five for the Loggers from their own 48-yard line. We should have snacks coming up here pretty soon. I think the girls said they were going to make it a Golden Corral type of a situation. We'll see. All right, here we are. Second and five for the Loggers, close to midfield. J.J. following Seidenbender. Upfield he goes. I see one. He's got a hole down the sideline. He's not going to catch him in the end zone. J.J. touchdown. Loggers lead 30-6. That was quick, Nate.
That was quick.
JJ, his second touchdown.
On the ground.
Of the half, on the ground. He's got two rushing, one passing. 8:29 to go. And followed a beautiful block from Kyle Seidenbender. Once he saw the hole, he took it and gone the distance. He did the rest of the work. Yeah. So you're not going to catch him.
I forget how fast JJ is.
Yes.
Once he gets a little bit of a hole
once he gets that momentum going. And he can pick up speed quick.
Yeah, he can.
Here we go, loggers. Here's Caden Borgen in here now, playing quarterback. Going for the two-point conversion. Caden, the lefty, going to throw this one over the top. Ben Vernick for the two-point conversion. Caden Borgen with the two-point conversion. That's a birthday present for Dad from the freshman.
For the two-point conversion.
And Caden Borgen, we're going to see a lot of him coming up in the future. We're going to see a different style. We're going to see a passing game with him. So 8:29 to go here. The score 32-6. Loggers leading. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. October is car care month. Since the cold weather is upon us, now is the perfect time to make sure your vehicle is ready for the season. Right now, get a complimentary vehicle inspection with every mobile service visit. We will come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way. The most convenient way to service your vehicle and make sure it's ready for winter. Go online to MedfordMotors.com or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details and to schedule now.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwelch here in Hurley, Wisconsin. The Loggers kicking off, and a pooch kick that the North Stars fall on at midfield. It's going to be first down for them at midfield. 8:29 to go here in the second quarter. The Loggers leading 32-6. A long touchdown run for the Loggers. JJ goes, how many yards was that one? Well, midfield they were close to, I believe, on that one.
Yeah.
And the Loggers pulling away with a big lead. Caden Borgen with a nice two-point conversion pass to Ben Vernick. Ben's got a touchdown catch here tonight. Two-point conversion catch. And two touchdowns in the last two games for Vernick in the air. All right, here's Hurley from midfield. And it's going to be a keeper coming this left side, the running back, and almost wrapped up. Now he is wrapped up. Wrapped up and got away from it.
Ball carrier
and gets back in and picked up about 5 yards after contact. So second and five coming up for Hurley. 8:08 to go, second quarter. Loggers defense on the field early in this game, but they, you know, they can get, we've seen the athletes that Hurley has. They can get back into this game easy. I don't think the Loggers are done scoring here tonight by any means. And here's Hurley on second down. Going to be handoff left side and almost breaking a tackle, but wrapped up Derek Pishka along with Callan Chuzzles teaming up on it. Nice having Derek Pishka back here on defense.
Brings up third down and four.
And that defensive line doing a good job. Callan Chuzzles, Derek Pishka, McCoy Delasky, Trace Calhoun. The interception from Trace Calhoun. He plays defensive line, doesn't he, Dave? Trace mostly. So picked up a little bit of coverage and got the interception, the sophomore. 7:05 to go here. Third and five coming up for Hurley. And it's going to be a passing play coming up, and the back falls down. It's no good. And fourth and five coming up. It was just going to be a little dump into the flat over the top. And quarterback, the running back, tripped up as the ball was coming. No play.
Fourth down and four.
And 7 minutes to go. Second quarter, it's 32-6. Hurley, believe they're in somewhere where they're going to go for it.
Yeah.
I don't see a punting in this situation. Long time in the huddle here for Hurley.
They don't rush up to the line, do they?
They don't. You know, there's a clock ticking. Beautiful crowd here. Great atmosphere Hurley gives you. lot of orange here tonight. Lager's orange, Hurley's orange. And after all that, we're going to get a timeout from the Phillips Lagers. So the Loggers didn't like what they see. Coach Precourt going to give them a little break. I think the Loggers say, hey, we needed that. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podwell here in Hurley, Wisconsin, coming off of a timeout called here by the Phillips Loggers. There's 7 minutes to go in this second quarter. The Loggers are leading 32-6. Hurley. On fourth down, I believe they're going to go for it.
Fourth and five.
And from the shotgun here, all alone in the backfield, trying to spread things out. I think he's going to, he's going to throw it up high. Who's there? Ben Vernick throws it on the ground. Ben, all over the place here tonight. He's been so huge on defense for the Loggers. And Ben loves playing the wide receiver, loves playing that safety position, and much needed here. It's going to be a takeover on downs for the Loggers. Ben Vernick playing big boy football here tonight. 6:49 to go. Loggers with the ball here. From their own 45-yard line, J.J. in the backfield all by himself. He's getting a load here, following Seidenbender. Right side, down the sideline. One guy to beat, spins him around. Oh, he gets a nice tackle at the 20-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle. From number 21, Charlie Hannon again. Hannon, we said, similar type athlete to J.J., made a nice tackle. 32-6, your Loggers leading. Almost scored again, J.J. A gain of 34 on that play.
Racking up the yards, he is.
Racking him up here. He's got it again. They're going to try it again following Seidenbender right side. It was working. This time they wrap him up. J.J. picks up, I can't exactly tell, maybe five. Going to be a second down coming up. Pounding the rock here to J.J. here tonight. Hey, as a dad, you love to see it. Halftime's coming up. You know, he's got to pick it up. Dulaski not able to run the ball. How dangerous were we early in the season? You got J.J., you got Dulaski, you got Vetter, you got Kuchaba. Everybody hurt here. J.J. and Vetter, they're what's left. J.J. going to keep it up the middle. He goes. The guy was there. There was no tackle coming. And I don't think he picked up anything on that play. It's going to be a third and five yet, I believe. They're going to give him a yard on that one.
About the 15.
And Chase Calhoun coming in with the play for the Loggers. They're in the huddle. 5 minutes, 20 seconds to go. The Loggers leading 32-6 over the Hurley North Stars. You have Vetter in the backfield with J.J. I think Vetter's going to get this direct snap, go left side. And that's what happens following J.J.'s block. Vetter cuts in, tries to get in that corner, cuts back in, up the sideline he goes. Wade Vetter, touchdown, nice blocking again by the Loggers. 5 minutes to go. Vetter picks up his second touchdown, 38-6. I think I called that play, didn't I, Nate? Nobody cares.
We'll give you credit for it.
We'll give me credit for that touchdown. Jeff Hakenen with the touchdown. And 5 minutes ago, 38-6. Loggers going for the two-point conversion. And a nice run there from Vetter, but again, nice blocking. Patient running. Yep. Patient running from the Loggers. Even better blocking. Here we go, J.J. in the backfield. by himself. He's got the Lasky to the left. He motions to the right. JJ going to keep it right side. Up the middle he goes, and no good. So 38-6 with 5 minutes to go here in this second quarter. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Aiken and Nathan Podewolf. Hey, we're taking a little hamburger break, if you can't understand us. 5 minutes to go in this second quarter. The Loggers, off that Wade Vedder touchdown run, are set to kick off. Good burgers over here in Hurley.
They're warm, at least.
I'm going to try this popcorn out, too, in just a little bit. Hey, there's a lot going on. We deserve a burger. All right, here's Caden Borgen with the pooch kick. Gets a nice bounce, but Hurley falls on it at about the 45-yard line. All right, 5 minutes to go here. Loggers defense coming onto the field.
And the Phillips kick is covered by Loster.
All right, Hurley, it's their turn.
Hurley will start this possession at their own 45.
And they're going to start out at their own 45-yard line. Loggers, the big defensive stance on that last possession. And Loggers have been finding success on offense following Kyle Seidenbender up that right side. And here's a run wrapped up there. McCoy Delasky. Who else is there? Aaron Delasky, the cousins, on that tackle. McCoy's been playing tough here. A strong kid, a tough kid to move around on the field. He's had some big plays. I told him he gets a Jeff Haken and Roof. Any defensive lineman that gets an interception return for a touchdown, they're getting the Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game. Four and a half minutes to go here. Hurley coming out of the huddle. Looks like about a second and 11 coming up. Hurley's got big playability. We've seen it. To the line of scrimmage they go from the shotgun. Going to be a counter on there coming this left side, and there's the guy that can do it, cutting back inside. Picks up some positive yardage there. It's going to make it a more manageable third and five.
Gain of five will bring up a third down and six.
Say third down and six coming up. 3:48 to go here. Loggers leading 38-6 over the Hurley North Stars. In the hometown of Hurley's sweetheart, Jeremiah Wallace, I was hoping he'd be here. I was hoping his mom and dad would be here, but they're at home, too. Maybe they're listening on the radio. Right across the street, Nate, gray roof. Yeah, we're coming over after the game, Chris and Amy. All right, here's Hurley from the shotgun, third and five. They're going to pass. Right side making the catch. Seidenbender runs him out of bounds, but not before Hurley picks up the first down. And Hurley going to move the chains here. They're going to have a first down about the 45-yard line.
Phillips 44.
About the Phillips 44-yard line. 3:12 to go. Nate, what do you think about that popcorn? Seen some snarls, maybe some funny looks? What do you give him? You give me a 6 out of 10?
Five.
Ouch.
It's not as fresh as I thought it was.
It isn't. That's a long walk from concessions over here. That could be it too, huh?
The south end zone, please.
The burger's good. Burger's warm.
Yeah, burgers were good.
All right, here's first and 10. Hurley, it's going to be a keeper up this left side, trying to get the corner and pushed out of bounds. Trace Calhoun, along with Mark Hoagland, probably a holding where that was thrown. And it was a holding. That's going to back him up 10 yards. Could be a first and 20 coming up. Going to move them back to about their own 45-yard line. Almost got that burger put down, Nate. Pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Thanks to my wife and daughter on the concession run. Good job, girls. My daughter gives me a snarl.
She gives you the snarl, right?
3:06 to go here in this first half. Loggers leading 38-6. It's a 1st and 20 coming up for Hurley from the shotgun. Looking like they're going to pass. They're going to spread things out nonetheless. And false start again. It's going to be moving back 5 more yards. Going to be a 2nd down and 25 coming up.
False start.
Hurley not making it any easier here. And at what point do they do the 35-point clock run? Has that got to be in the second half?
Yeah. You got to get to 35 first, though.
Oh, yeah, we're not 35 yet. We're 32.
32.
Hey, I learned my math in Prentice.
It shows.
All right, here we go. Hurley, 1st down and 25 coming up. They're back to pass. Throw this one over right side. Trying to get it open and making a nice pass and play McCoy.